So today we finish the series entitled The Christmas Who's. We started out by talking about the Grinch and about how Christmas changed him drastically and radically. And the influence in his life were the Who's down in Whoville. They like Christmas a lot. And through their love for the Christmas season, they were able to influence the Grinch, because the Who's didn't make Christmas about the presents and the packages and all those kind of things. The Who's made Christmas about the Christ and the change that he brings to their heart. And the Grinch finally figured that out, and that changed him. So several weeks ago, we started talking about there are other Christmas Who's that deserve a look into during this holiday season. We started talking about Mary. She was the first Christmas Who of the Nativity story. And then we talked about Joseph. And then last week, Lance talked to you about the wise men and the Magi. Today, I want to finish up by talking about the final piece of the Who's in the Christmas Who story, and that is the Good Shepherds. There's two groups of shepherds that come to us in this Christmas story. The first, of course, is the shepherds abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. The second is the baby Jesus, who as an adult referred to himself as the Good Shepherd. And so we want to talk about both of those shepherd characters this morning. We're going to do that in Luke chapter 2. So if you have your Bible or your Bible app, find Luke chapter 2 this morning. We're going to look at verse 8 through verse 14. Classic Christmas passage. You've heard it probably several times already this holiday season. It reads thusly, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests.'" The angels to the shepherds came and said, "This Jesus, this Messiah, is coming for you. And from this Messiah, peace on earth, goodwill to men." You read the news this week? You watched the news this week? You listened to talk radio this week? You watched and listened to Congress talk about things the last couple of weeks? You've been on Twitter or Facebook the last 3 or 4 days? Peace. Not much of it, is there? Everybody seems to be mad at everybody else, and if one group is for one thing, another group is standing in direct opposition of that. The whole world seems to be divided on every issue, 50-50, right down the middle. Them that is for it and them that is against it. And we seem to have decided that it's okay to just take pot shots at each other, regardless of which side of any issue you happen to be on. We seem to be living in turmoil in this world that really has kind of always been at war. There's always been those who have perceived themselves as right and on the side of virtue, and those who have always stood against them, saying, "No, we're the ones who are right and on the side of virtue. Our way is the way." A very peculiar thing happened Christmas Eve 1914. The world was at war, World War I. And during the time of World War I, they practiced what they called trench warfare, where these guys just dug these long, elaborate trenches, and they fought from those trenched positions. And it was difficult, and it was bloody, and it was muddy, and it was brutal, and it was nasty, and it was terrible. Things like mustard gas and sarin gas and other kinds of things were used, and it was just an absolute atrocity. But on Christmas Eve 1914, something interesting happened. In the middle of one of the bloodiest conflicts in history, British troops and German troops somehow managed to climb out of these trenches in the middle of this bloody battle and celebrated Christmas Day together. Unfortunately, when Christmas Day was over, they went back to the trenches and they continued the bloodbath. But for that one moment, that one day, there really was peace on earth. We sing about it. We long for it. We hope that someday it will come. Sometimes we pray for it. And once in a great while, it happens. Most of the world finds itself at peace, but it never lasts long. It never lasts long. So we have to ask ourselves this question at this time of year. Does Christmas, and did that Christmas night really happen to bring peace on earth, goodwill to man? In the passage in Luke, we're told that the shepherds are on the short list of those who got the angelic message. The angels came to Mary and Joseph and the family. The angels came to the Magi, as we talked about last week. But the angels also came to the shepherds, and they got this announcement of this long-awaited Messiah. The shepherds, and the Magi as well, seemed like a peculiar lot for the angels to come and give the message to. Magi were pagans, and shepherds were the lowest rungs of society. They were personally uncouth. They had a rough reputation. You have to remember, there were two types of shepherds. We talk about David being a shepherd boy. Yes, David was, but there were two types of shepherds. There were those shepherds who were children of the man that owned the flock, and then there were shepherds of those who were hired by the man who owned the flock. And if you happened to have a daddy or a family that had sheep, you took great care in tending those sheep and making sure that those sheep were looked after. But if you are a hired shepherd, you typically had an unscrupulous reputation as a hired hand. Religiously, they were considered by the community, by the culture, by society, to be unclean because of the way they had to tend and the way they had to treat and the way they had to prepare and prep and just manhandle the sheep. Their work, which a lot of times occurred on the Sabbath day, those things combined barred them from temple practice. It kept them away from being a religious type of people. They were expected as a shepherd to live in the fringes and in the margins of society. And yet, the angel came to the shepherd. Why? Because the good news that came to the shepherds came for the very reason they were shunned. The good news came for those who would otherwise be marginalized or deemed unclean or deemed unworthy. And the angels were very specific in verse 11, a Savior has been born to you. You as a shepherd are worthy of this child being born, of this king being born. The world may see you as marginalized, but the God of the universe does not. And the angels of the universe, sent by God, have come to give you, the shepherd, the message. And the message is, this Christ has been born for you. I think it's interesting also that the two angelic messages came to the shepherds, the lowest rung of the societal ladder, or one of the lowest rungs of the societal ladder, but also to the Magi, the pagan, the godless. The message of Jesus Christ came to two groups at opposite ends of the spectrum, but both groups who were outside that of the religious norm of the day. And the message from the angels is, this Messiah is for you, the ones who don't think that you're worthy, the ones who are continuing looking for the things that are true, those that are outside the parameters of what is normally religiously, socially acceptable. The message of the gospel is for anyone who seeks the truth, particularly those who are outside of what society says is conventional. The angels came to the shepherd and they told them of the potential for peace. They came to them and they told them of the potential for peace. This is not new. The prophet Isaiah, some 700 years earlier, tells us this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There has been this long-awaited hope of peace for 700 years since the prophet Isaiah made that proclamation. And that message came to the shepherds. But the world had not seen peace. Fast forward another 2,000 years and the world has still not seen peace except in pockets. So what about the message, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow? You sang this last week. Christmas 1964, Wadsworth Longfellow was in mourning. He was in mourning because his wife was terribly burned in a kitchen fire. Her dress and her skirt and her crinoline caught fire, and she just went up in flame. And Wadsworth Longfellow tried himself to extinguish it, even throwing his own body on top of her when a nearby blanket wasn't able to extinguish the fire. And he himself was severely burned in this accident. But without proper antibiotics and proper treatment, his wife died. You all know that the time period is the time period of the Civil War. And Longfellow's son, Charles, he called him Charlie, decided that he was going to join and fight for the Union because he wanted to be on the side of the right stance in the great conflict that was going on in our country. And against his father's better judgment, his father was very angry that he went behind his back and he joined the Union forces. His dad didn't want him to participate at all. He had seen the bloodbath. He knew the brutality of warfare. And so during the Christmas season of 1864, he was grieving the loss of his wife. His son was not with him. And in his aloneness during the time of Christmas, in this time of war, in his grief and in his emotion, he did what a poet would naturally do. And that is, he wrote. And he wrote the words to the famous poem and again the song that is sung, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along this unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men, till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime, that there would be peace on earth, goodwill to men. But in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed those bells more loud, more steep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, and there will be peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the promise of this coming Messiah, the promise of this Jesus who would bring this peace, was not of peace on earth. It was peace of heart. It was peace of mind. Jesus himself said that he did not come to this world to bring us earthly peace. His own testimony in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus speaks and he says, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble. Jesus says, there will be war and there will be rumors of war. But the angels came and they gave the message of this potential peace that could come. But when Jesus came, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, gave the promise of personal peace, even in the midst of the war, even in the midst of the conflict, even in the midst of the struggle. Again, let me reiterate Jesus' definition for himself. He says in John chapter 10, verse 11 through 15, "I am the good shepherd." Remember, there's two kinds. There's the kind that owns the flock, and there's the kind that is hired out. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees a wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and it is scattered. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. My voice brings peace to my sheep. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I'm going to bring you a different kind of peace. Because if you will choose to be in my flock, if you will choose to be one of my sheep, if you will choose to gather and to go and to give and to grow as one of the sheep in my fold, then there is a peace that is there for you. Because my life will be laid down for you. I won't run away like a hired out hand. No, instead, I will be there for the marginalized. I will be there for the disenfranchised. I will be there for the broken down sinner. I will be there for the one who is down and out. I came for you. I'm a good shepherd. I'm a good shepherd. He tells his flock in John chapter 14 these truths. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Who's he talking to? He's talking to those who will willingly choose to be one of his sheep. Let me ask you this Christmas Eve. Will you willingly choose to be one of his sheep? It's about abandonment of self, my friends. It's a choice that you have to make. I will be one of your sheep. I will enter into your care. I will enter into your fold. I will enter into your rest. I will enter into your peace. Though the world around me burns, I will commit myself and my life to you. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Don't be on the outside of the flock. Jesus said, I'm a good shepherd. And I will lay down my life for you. Does that mean your life will be absent of peace? No. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring the world peace. I came to bring you peace in the midst of a warring world. When your body wars against you because it's all broken down, you can be at peace. When the world wars against you because you are a follower of Christ, you can be at peace. When your heart and your mind war against you because you are tempted and struggling with your own sin, you can be at peace because of the grace of the Good Shepherd. My peace I give you. I don't give you peace as the world gives peace. My peace is a different kind of peace. You think peace is the absence of conflict. It's not. My peace is peace in the midst of the conflict. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Two shepherds, those out in the field, and the good shepherd. The shepherds out in the field heard the message of potential peace. The good shepherd came and said, I give you personal peace. The greatest gift you can receive this Christmas season is the peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ. Can there be peace on earth? Not according to the Scripture. Can there be peace in your heart in the midst of no peace on earth? According to the Scripture. According to the Scripture. May you find yourself this Christmas season in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let there be peace on earth. Let that peace begin in you.